Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hogan Gidley was one of our favorite guests during the run-up to the election, post-election. He's now the director for the Center of Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. They're going to win just on the names of that. I wonder what that looks like on his desk. And he's the former White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary. And I have a pretty good memory, Dan. I remember he had a lot of Dave Matthews Band commentary one time when we had him on. So the side question of the day, Rolling Stone, the top 500 songs ever. I'm sure Hogan Gidley is going to fire a salvo across their bow right here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Hogan, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. I do not remember this Dave Matthews commentary, but I believe you.
Oh, no, you did. You went into a whole thing about, I don't forget stuff like this. You know, that's talk radio. We're sick, as you know. We remember things of just that are incredible, Hogan. You did. I forget where you were, what was happening. You went into this, Dave Matthews. I think you were a fan, right?
Well, I mean, I heard him in college a few times. And
yeah.
When I was in college back in the, you know, the Stone Age, I mean, I saw him for $5 one night and Blues Traveler for $7 the next. If that tells you anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that may have been the commentary you made. Yeah, there you go. So,
wait, before
Stone.
You go, I got to know. Yeah. You were going to ask, because I want to know what Hogan, if he turned on his iPod, what's the first song that comes on?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't know that. Something Motown, something country, something
okay.
like that.
Right. Yeah, yeah, not a lot of country songs on here, Dan. So, Rolling Stone has put out their new top 500 songs ever. We're okay with respect. But there's no Sinatra. There's a lot of antagonism that Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run
might
is in the top 30.
Might be some questions about voter integrity with this.
Yes, we want to know about this.
Hold on. Here's another tidbit for you guys as I go on these things. I'm going to remember this one. Mike Huckabee actually pardoned Keith Richards. When he went to a concert in when they played a concert in Arkansas back when he was governor, and I worked for Mike Huckabee when he was governor, so this is early 2000, 2001, 2002, somewhere in there. Keith Richards got arrested for knife possession in like the 60s, traveling through some small town in Arkansas, which I didn't even think there was a rule against carrying a knife or any kind of firearm in Arkansas, but I guess so. And Mike Huckabee went backstage, met him, and found out about it, and then pardoned Keith Richards.
On the spot, only in Arkansas.
Sure.
So what's your song, Hogan? Do you have one you think ought to be in the top 500?
In the top five? Gosh, don't put me on the spot now. There are too many good songs out there that I like.
How about a country song? We need a country song.
Let's talk about what we need to talk about, then we'll get to the,
okay,
get to the music. I got to think about that.
Well, look, I'm so glad you're Director of Election Integrity because I wanted to piece that out. Of course, everybody ought to be on that page, aside from what they think happened in 2020. I kind of like what they're doing here in Pennsylvania at this point, in that they're going back because of the mail-in balloting, et cetera. They're looking at this, but they haven't gone wild-eyed. I mean, that's the last thing we want to do on this. So tell me around the country or what your role is and what are you doing around this?
Sure. I mean, look, I think you hit it there. This is a nonpartisan issue. I mean, back in the 2000 election, we all remember the debacle that was Florida. But they worked to clean things up. I mean, look at them now, 10 o'clock at night, election day. They were done. No problems, no questions, no concerns. You can't say that for every other state in the country, obviously. But Pennsylvania has some good laws coming up. The legislature's working hard, trying to get the governor to stand up and say, okay, I understand Democrats and Republicans agree on this issue that we need to make sure our elections are free, fair, and honest. The problem is so much of the faith and confidence in the elections, the trust has been eroding since that 2000 time period. And, you know, you look at just simple numbers. No one's talking about moving backwards here. We're looking forward on how we get laws in the states that actually protect voters, that protect legally cast votes, legally counted votes. That's important. And, you know, there's a site out there called VoteRef that we work with at the Center for Election Integrity. And they found a 40,000 vote discrepancy in Pennsylvania versus the number of votes that were certified as being cast in Pennsylvania versus the number of voters who voted. There may be an explanation for that, but what's the explanation and why the discrepancy between the sets of numbers? That shouldn't be the case. And whether it's 4 or 40,000, we got to figure out why the rolls aren't clean like they should be. I mean, about 2 million people, by some of the data, show that there are 2 million dead people still on voter rolls in this country.
Yeah, that's the number one thing that could be cleaned up if the other side would agree that we would.
Sure.
Hogan, the way I look at this, what I said during all this is there's got to be good faith here, particularly with mail-in balloting. First time we had that extensively in Pennsylvania, and they violated that. Here in Philadelphia, they wouldn't let poll watchers look at these early voting spots. The drop box thing, there were violations. And then, as you know, at the convention center, we couldn't eyeball what was going on, even though they had millions of dollars. They could have built a plexiglass thing for the people counting the votes where people could have been close and have seen what went on. It was all talked about. They refused to do it. It's bad faith that provokes this.
Well, look, 2.7 million votes were cast in Pennsylvania alone via mail, and
yeah,
not one of them was signature matched. Now,
right,
that doesn't mean there were 3 million Democrats who got together and it was some effort at fraud. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is state law is clear. You have to match signatures when something comes in the mail like that. They just decided not to do it. That's a violation of state law, and those are the types of things where there's clear indications by the American people, they want these types of laws in place. 76% of people in this country agree that we should have some form of photo identification to prove you are who you say you are when you cast a ballot. But we're allowing 20% of the population who is vocal and adamantly smearing the other side to try and set bad policy in this country. That's just unacceptable. And
well,
I think,
tell me, as a master communicator, though, what's the secret sauce here? What do we do? What are you saying explicitly on that? Because you got a great style of doing this, particularly when you're on a TV and a soundbite type of thing. You're right. It's all there, but we're not breaking through enough.
Well, in part because people think it's a look backwards to try and overturn things, or that's part of it. Second is, you know, once you win an election, you really don't care. You know, we tend to kind of jettison the complaints or concerns after the fact. If you won, think about 2016. There were about 30% of Democrats out there who said they didn't agree with the election results and thought Donald Trump was sworn in and really didn't win the election. Well, guess what? 2020 rolls around, about 30% of the Republicans, same thing, didn't think Joe Biden actually won. That means you look at those two percentages, that's 60% of the people that have serious questions about the last two elections. That's a problem. Okay. And it's a fixable, solvable problem. And for the people on the left, let's not forget, it was Kamala Harris who said voter integrity measures had to be taken back when she was a senator. Chuck Schumer tweeted about this about 50 times, saying it was nonpartisan. We need election integrity. You know, Elizabeth Warren came out in 2016 and said these machines can be hacked. Why are they connected to the internet? Why aren't, you know, what they should be made in America? Everyone agrees this is a problem. It just seems like they forget about it if their party wins the election,
well,
or their party's in power.
Two things I take away from you. The launch has to be looking forward, not looking back. And the other is Florida as the model. Everybody agrees, even in a volatile state, that it works there. It works beautifully. There don't seem to be the types of complaints. So the infrastructure, the model should be Florida. I think, Hogan, if people see in the next election cycle, or certainly the presidential, a couple of these things put into play, then it's going to tamp down this widespread discontent. If they don't, it's only going to be worse.
It's going to be worse. You're absolutely right. We have to fix these things. And you go back to this past year, think about it like this. In 1918, there was the Spanish flu that was a global pandemic. 1929 in this country was a depression. Late 60s, 68, there was civil unrest, spikes in crime. 74, we had an impeachment, Richard Nixon. That all happened in 1 year in 2020. That all happened in the same year.
Yep.
So states went to overturn the way we did things because of all the things kind of going on, COVID chief amongst them, of course. And now they're trying to say, if you don't agree with this brand new way of doing things, which was fraught with problems, which had documented instances of irregularities, illegalities, anomalies, fraud, then somehow you're in the wrong because you don't agree we should just continue down this path. It's absolute insanity. The American people understand common sense that you need a voter ID. You need to be able to return ballots on election day. Ballot harvesting is bad, and you have to clean up your voter rolls. It's so simple. We just haven't done it for decades, so we've got to get it done
now. I like
what
you're saying. You know, I'm not one of those guys that gets into all the voting machine stuff and all, although I want security there. These other things are very transparent, very much in front of us, and if you're on the other side of it, you're definitely suspect. We're talking with Hogan Gidley, director for the Center of Election Integrity at America First Policy Institute. Hogan, when you were there working in the White House, et cetera, give us a sense of the perception, your experience or the perception of people with General Milley. We had KT McFarland on today, and she believes that Milley's the one that leaked a lot of this stuff to Woodward. And I'm kind of not surprised. We played a cut of him yesterday in 2015 at a forum saying China wasn't our enemy.
Yeah, I love KT McFarland, worked with her for years, and I worked with General Milley in the White House on COVID response, on cleaning out Lafayette Park, et cetera. I want to say I'm surprised, but I'm not. This is exactly what we've been talking about with deep state types. I don't want to go all conspiratorial here. I do want to point out, though, if the roles were reversed and General Milley were calling Vladimir Putin's folks or President Xi's folks and saying, hey, Biden really has lost a few steps. He really isn't very coherent, but don't worry. We'll let you know if we're going to attack. I'll give you a heads up. People would lose their minds. All of a sudden, though, they're like, we don't like Trump. So what General Milley did is virtuous. Even Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, of all people, came out and said that's a violation of the chain of command. And by the way, there weren't but one or two people on these calls. It has to be General Milley and his counterpart in China. So the only way that that information gets out, theoretically, would have to come from someone on the call. Now, those organizations in the military complex, very large. So if that information gets out, of course, Woodward's going to get it. But if this is true, this is a serious, serious problem, I think, for General Milley. And if people rally around him in the mainstream media and say, no, this is totally kosher, this is all fine, then I think they've really lost perspective of what the duties and responsibilities and rights of the commander-in-chief are versus those like General Milley and people in the military complex in this country.
Exactly. Is there a website for election integrity at America First Policy Institute?
Yep. I would go to AmericaFirstPolicy.com, AmericaFirstPolicy.com. All the centers are there. Center for Election Integrity is high on the list. You can learn more about us and what we're trying to do. And as I said, this isn't about D.C. coming in and telling you something. This is about the local level, the states figuring out what's best for them, because obviously what works in Mississippi doesn't work in Maine, doesn't work in Montana. Pennsylvania is its own animal. Y'all need to have the right laws that help the people at the state level, at the precinct level, at the county level. And we think that, you know, once you start to educate people on what's going on out there, what their rights are, and what they should be able to see on a daily basis with these voter rolls, they're going to say, why aren't these things clean? This should be a pretty simple fix, and we're going to work to help them do just that.
Exactly. Hey, Hogan, come back again, please. Thank you. Now, do you have a song at this point?
I'll tell you a good country song that a lot of people don't know. And this is a Tim McGraw song. The song is Diamond Rings and Old Barstools. It's a great country song. That's one that's high up on my list right now.
All righty. Sounds great. Hey, Hogan, thank you very much for that. Zan, is that it?
That's it playing, yep.
Okay.
That's it.
We'll play you out with that. Hogan Gidley, thank you very much. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Appreciate
it. Oh, my God. Barstools and Diamond Ring. Oh, my God. All right. I don't think that's in the top 500, is it?
No, I would guess that it's not, but
I didn't see a lot of country songs in there.
No Tim McGraw.
I didn't see many country songs in there at all, Dan. All right. Here's a question coming off Hogan Gidley, Dan. What would satisfy you? Because I know I'm immediately going to get emails. Hogan Gidley didn't go far enough. They have to confiscate every voting machine and all that. You understand what he's doing here. He's talking about three or four major things that will put a dent in this, but the support is overwhelmingly there for it. It's just winning against progressives who don't want this to happen in the battle of ideas. Voter ID is the biggest. If Bill McSwain, for example, is elected governor, I predict you're going to have voter ID in Pennsylvania. That's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to craft it in a way that they can't stop it constitutionally. And the legislature certainly here would pass it. Just as an example. All right, so what is it? What's the reform that you think needs to be needed? And it's a look forward on that versus a look back. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wire. I think the dead people, etc. Joe Frazier still voting in elections. That's the part where it's unwinnable for the other side. It just is. There's no way voting rolls should have that kind of loophole of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions nationwide, that are dead or don't belong there. I mean, that's a layup. That's the one to win on to start with. What else?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.